right, hey gang, welcome back. It's the Stunt Granny WrestleMania Triple X preview shows. We're going to talk this time about the Divas match. The hell is this thing called again? That's not even a joke. There's an actual name for it.
Did not help.
Yeah, it's the.
Okay, I'm watching Raw, or not Raw, SmackDown, and they have Vicky Guerrero at ringside specifically to talk about the Divas match because she started it. Well, she's like, oh, no, I don't want AJ to know any of the details, so I'm not going to tell you at all. Really, you are a week out from a match.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to not tell me what the hell is going on, even though there are like 20 people involved in this match.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my lord. Okay, that's fine. Again, it goes back to the why are all the Divas getting some of my extra cheddar?
Okay.
Like, they've done nothing all year long, and they get their own program, Total Divas.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things. Some of the names on this are just ridiculous. let's see. Layla L is back. And this is not a slight. I had no idea she was gone, and it wasn't injury related. She just took personal time off, and no one's talking about why. So.
Okay. Oh, she had personal time off?
Yeah, she's been gone for months. I had no idea.
No. I mean, I knew that she was gone, but I had no idea that it was personal time. Yeah. Like, for all I knew, it was injury. Like, I mean, that's how little I know about, or how little they care about that division.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it's not that they don't care, but it's... The precedence for them is so low. I mean, if someone can disappear for that long and not know, I mean, and the other one, Rosa Mendez.
Oh my lord! Yeah, no.
Yeah, and who? Again, I don't know if any of us have talked about this. Who the hell told her to dye her hair blonde? That is ridiculous. She looks terrible with the blonde hair. Just terrible. But
well, and there just wasn't even that. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I just don't understand why they even have them on the roster. Like, even for the Total Divas show, like, I understand that they kind of have their own arm, but they don't even maximize them on there. It's almost like they still maximize the male talents on Total Divas as opposed to the women. Because all the women just look like a bunch of fucking dumbasses on that show.
Are you purposely trying to bait me into saying something?
No,
you just
I'm
said
not.
The women were acting like dumbasses.
No, because
no one can
it
see.
Really is. Well,
no,
I was
saying no one can see what I'm doing. But it's like, ooh.
Oh, I wasn't even looking.
Oh, all right. Well, you missed a great pantomime. It was a look of shock and surprise. Let's put it that way.
That's a large part of the problem is that they just, as much as they want Total Divas to beat TNA on a weekly basis. they don't care about the women on the show itself that much. Like, it's completely weird. Like, okay, your champion is always saying how bad it is that they needed to create another show just to get the women over, which is fine. Like, it's a good stance to have, and it's a good angle to go with. But they haven't been able to go anywhere because the women on Total Divas can't wrestle.
Maybe they can. Seriously, maybe every one of these chicks are top flight wrestlers. They're never given an opportunity to show that they've got, you know, more than just borderline average skills. I mean, you know, it's I'm not saying I disagree with what you said, but at the same time, it's like, you got to give somebody the opportunities. It's like, well, I don't know Spanish. Okay, have you ever shown somebody, like, you know, here, now you know Spanish. Okay, cool. But then you're never allowed to go and speak Spanish at all. And then, you know, and then, well, here, you're allowed to do it for a couple seconds every what, twice a week, whatever. No, it's just...
Right.
Yeah, it...
Yeah, no, I definitely see your vantage point, because they have not done a good job trying to... Like, it seems like... And maybe this is why I hold that stance, is that it seems like the only one that gets in-ring time is Naomi. So it's like, oh, okay, they trust her in the ring, but nobody else on the roster.
Yeah, well, Natalya gets in there, but, you know.
And I do like her, and I felt like she's brought something a little bit extra to the ring recently. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that she is... completely awful on the microphone.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say heart, 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 heart as many times as you want to until you're blue in the damn face. But the problem is that she also kind of got the charisma of both of the hearts. Like, as much as I loved Owen, and he definitely had more personality than Brett did.
Oh, yeah.
But he still wasn't like, I'm not going to put him anywhere in the neighborhood of, oh, Steve Austin or The Rock or even someone like Rick Rude, for Pete's sake.
Oh, yeah, no. God, no. No.
You know, like, you know, I guess I'm trying to think of kind of contemporaries. Like, it's just like, okay, he had more personality than the other hearts,
mm-hmm.
you know, than Davey Boy and Jim the Anvil and Brett, but he still wasn't even in the neighborhood of some of the better promo guys.
Yeah, no, and
Natalya is in that same area where, okay, maybe she's brought it even more in the ring, which I feel like she's been the last couple of matches.
Yeah, but she's been in there with AJ as well.
Who is good.
Yeah. So, you know, if AJ could pull out something solid out of anybody else, that'd be great. But, you know, it... Whatever. It just is what it is.
Well, I mean, I agree with your point, is that they don't seem to give anyone else the chance. Mm-mm. So we don't, at least on TV, we don't know it for sure. But it at least seems to be working that way for the time being. That nobody else can really wrestle. You know, I mean, they haven't given anyone the Trish and or Lita chance.
No, that's true.
Except for Naomi. Naomi is the only one. And I mean, and that's the other funny thing, is that she's kicking ass with an eye patch on. What, you're not going to come with a comeback, or are you on mute?
This thing's, there we go. I was saying something, but I don't know how it got on mute. So
I mean, we were both looking sexy, just...
Yeah, we were both in the same pose, I just noticed. That's great.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, no, I don't know. The WWE Divas, it's just... It's one of those just beat your head on the whatever's available when it comes to talking about this, you know?
That's the purpose.
But, I mean... You have decent matches with AJ and Natalya, but and they put them on main event and stuff, which is with the network now, which is fine because you can go and watch it whenever you want. But the rest, who cares?
As much as the Total Divas, and I'm completely fine with letting Total Divas be more of the vehicle for the women's personalities to come out.
Yeah, that's fine.
But again, like I said it at the beginning, it still feels like John Cena and Jimmy Uso. And who's my other favorite? Alicia Fox.
Yes, Alicia Fox has got more character growth in the 5 minutes she spends a season on that show.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good that the main character development, and I guess the other character development to me would be Eva Marie, who I do not even think has a remote chance of winning the Divas title.
Oh, good God.
Okay, so that's the thing.
Because,
of all these chicks in this thing, and if we're going to stick to the thing, well, we're not sure, you know, they don't push them, they don't develop, whatever, then who, I mean, does AJ have to win?
I think AJ has, if it's not AJ, it's because still the most pushed on Total Divas are the Bellas, but they've gone from, which is kind of strange, they've gone from, oh, Nikki is the injured one, so we can focus on Brie. But the second that Nikki was healthy, they're like, oh, she has bigger boobs, so she needs to be the featured one.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Duh. Jesus. Well, as I was talking to Shahid, I was like, when did Nikki Bella become hot? Like, the Bellas were always just kind of like, all right, they're okay. But Nikki now? Oh, boy. But then she was saying she's doing more strength training, so she's got some meat on her. And it's like, all right, that's probably it then.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like both of them better now. But, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, it's just like, oh, well, I don't think it's the strength training. I mean, if she's still with John Cena training, then Brie does with Brian Danielson, Daniel Bryan, whatever you want to call him.
One of my favorite things on this Total Divas show, so we can get into wrapping it up because you're about to hear the alarm go off again. The chick
going down to 10 minutes this year instead of 20.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're killing these things. So, but I mean, we're rambling on about this match. We're filling time, essentially.
It is pretty sorry that for your 10-minute alarm hasn't gone off, and we still feel like we're filling time.
Yeah, I mean, but that's essentially how they treat it. And it's like this Total Divas show cracks me up because they show the women's, like, they show the pieces where, like, one of the cast members wrestles. And they make the crowd look like they're exploding for them.
Oh, and everyone's in the back watching them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay. But yeah, it cracks me up. And it's like, if they actually spent like any amount of time doing that sort of stuff, and giving them that push, maybe the crowds would react for them again. But it's not happening right now. And it's actually one of our unspoken rules. We can't say push the divas or anything. So, because it's just cliche and old. But
yeah, no, I mean, it's just, to me, it's gotten to that point where it's just like, okay, you're taking up this much camera time.
Yes.
Whether it's on the WWE Network, main event, pre-show, post-show of Raw, pre-show, post-show of SmackDown, somehow the women aren't good enough to get on to any of these cards.
Yeah.
And that's, again, that's why it's just like, I would think that if they felt strong enough about any of them, that they would be kicking ass and taking names later. And Naomi is the only one that's in that category. Yeah, so
she even got her face smacked in, you know, and she had to come back from that. But I'm just going to say, if AJ doesn't win, that I'm going to go with probably, I'll go on a limb and say, what's the Brie Bella, the skinny one? She wins.
Yes.
And then both her and Daniel Bryan can have the title at the end of the night. Oops, that's giving away that guess, but whatever. So that's what I'm going
to
go with.
Well, no one's going to listen to this preview, so you'll be okay.
And that's why I don't really care like how long we go. I wanted to jokingly be like, all right, let's talk about the Divas match. Okay, thanks for ever listening, everybody, and seriously post a 30-second audio, and that's it. But so who's your prediction? We can get out of here on this one.
I'm going to go with AJ Lee. She retains, and Naomi gets a one-on-one shot later, and she finally gets to go over.
All right, it works. So there you go, guys. If you actually listen to this one, your fault. But thanks for listening. That was great. And check again for another one, and we'll get you later.